Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What up, baby?
It's a Friday, and it is a fun Friday.
Yeah, we got a lot in store.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Should I let you just come out like Johnny Carson, then I chime in?
Well, you wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah, I mean, you can't do it on the new Vodka pregame show.
Dude, that is pretty funny. What's up, baby?
Not much. We got Giants-Dodgers, 3-game series.
I'm excited.
Gonna have to talk a little bit about yesterday.
A little bit baseball I want to use a word. I don't want to get fired, but you know it's amazing how that happened.
It's baseball.
Yeah, there's a word to go with it. A B word.
Karma.
That's a K word.
It's true. That's true. What a fun show today.
Yeah, we got some guests.
Yeah, we got 10:30 coming up.
My
10:35.
Girl.
Marcy Weiser of Live 105. She's been joining us recently on Fridays, 5-10 minutes. She will she'll join us at 10:35. Then we've got your hero, Mr. Fab,
community activist.
He's going to join us at 12:15,
yep.
And then Ron Wotus, NBC Sports Bay Area, but long time San Francisco Giants coach, going to join us at 1:00.
Let's go,
and we'll have some fun today.
And
for sure.
Yeah, let's start with yesterday. I leave you at 7-2.
Well,
Go ahead. Let me just set this up. Do your thing, baby.
I got to set this up. I'm at home last night, and I'm talking to some buddies, and something hit me strong about the Giants.
Okay.
And I stepped outside of myself, and sometimes just a touch, just a hair of negativity, and I've put that aside. And I feel like I'm going to come in today and talk about the Giants in a certain way. But then you came in and said, oh, Steiny, I got it. We got to get into the Giants and what happened yesterday. So we may be a little bit going in opposite directions, but you start. What? So the Giants lose 8-7 yesterday.
Okay, so.
They were up 7-3.
Gotcha.
They end up losing 8-7 in the ninth.
Yeah, so. A cynic could say the Giants are lucky in regard to the way that they pulled out the first two games of the series. Would you allow that? Could you understand somebody saying,
sure.
Okay, but you're up 7-2, and conventional wisdom is the Rockies, the 12-win Rockies, are about to get swept. You're going to sweep them. And, Steiny, you don't know this about me. I did the Garlic Fries, Garlic Guys podcast last night with the great Sam Lubman. You didn't ask me how that went, but he said it went great. And I said, I brought you up because you don't know I love baseball so much that I'm superstitious and I'm a gambler.
That's a bad combo.
I really think the way that they blew that game after having a 5-run lead,
yeah,
not takes the luster off of what's going to transpire this weekend, but that could have been your 8th win in a row. That was, we're okay three games in without Chappie, and the way that it happened, where Rodriguez, who didn't look like himself, gets a double play ball to Casey Schmidt that looks like Brooke Robinson here lately, booted. And I say that to say, Steinie, now I feel like since you lost that game, it's only one, but you're coming into this Dodgers series, maybe not on the high horse that you could have been on like Tonto, had you kind of, you know, took care of business. So you could say it's either out there, it's neither here or there, but I'm superstitious, Steinie, and I feel like that the series win was tainted just a tad bit, if you know what I mean.
Sure. But I would
you know,
put it. I would
Rodriguez put it, had a 0.61 ERA.
Yeah, how's the All-Star appearance looking now?
Steinie's just one blip on the radar.
Yeah,
yeah. Hey. Are we not going to talk about the new lights in here?
Fire away.
No, I'm glad I got my clothes on.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. I'm going to focus
all
and
right,
stay
let's
on
go.
Stay on point.
But you're not mad at anything I said.
You have
the sweep, that's all. Or do you look at it like, hey, we really should have lost 2 or 3?
Well, here's the way I would look at it. So they come into the Colorado series. Colorado loses 2 games late. And for some reason, you believe, even though it's baseball, that, oh boy, the Rockies may mail the rest of this series in. It doesn't work that way. So the Colorado Rockies come back. They win the game. But it doesn't mean, uh-oh, now the Giants are in trouble this weekend.
I hope I wasn't saying that.
You know, they lost the game.
Yeah, but
They play the Dodgers, and they're still in a good spot.
Now, look, I know Dibs is on his way to Disneyland, but I got to mention Willard. You say a lot of great takes, but this week he captivated me. And he captivated me, Mark Willard did, with the, oh, my God, they're going to miss Matt Chapman. And Steinie, yesterday was the day that they missed him, because if he was out there, I'd give you my right arm that double play is made and they sweep. So it's kind of bigger than the Dodgers. And I'm excited about this series, Sunday night, Father's Day, Sunday night baseball on ESPN. But I guess now you're kind of coming into the house of the Dodgers knowing that the glove kind of lets you down in the relief pitching and you're playing a better team. So, you know, you can't win them all. But I hope I'm not coming across like, oh, the season is lost and nothing that transpires a sweep. You want to send a message. But if you get swept, the season's not over either.
So it's so funny that's the way you're thinking. And I'll be honest with you.
7-2.
I took stock last night in an objective way. I'm watching the game yesterday with Evan. We see the ninth inning and they lose the game 8-7. And I'm thinking, that's just so fitting.
Right.
You know, I'm always reminded of when Shaquille O'Neal said, one lucky shot deserves another, when Derek Fisher made a game winner in the playoffs, but it came after Tim Duncan banked in a crazy shot. And I did kind of feel that way. Well, Giants got two of these, and now they drop one. It's, you know, it's just the way it goes. But here's the bottom line when I'm watching yesterday afternoon's game. The Giants have got my attention. They've gotten my attention, and I'm thinking about it this way, Goo. What the Giants have done in the last 10 games since they started that series with the San Diego Padres.
Oh, okay.
They have created more interest in the past 10 days than they had in the previous 55 games. That's just the way I'm looking at it right now. After these past 10 games, how exciting they were, how many one-run games they had, how many moments they had, whether it was Chapman's home run, whether it was Dominic Smith and Johnson coming up and helping right away, whether it was Casey Schmidt filling in for Chapman a couple nights ago and starting a rally in the ninth, whether it's Webb's dominance. They got my attention. Like, they have piqued my interest. And it's just because of the last 2 weeks, and I want to see where it goes from here.
Well, I'm not mad at you.
And it couldn't have happened at a better time, because now the Dodgers are in town. the Giants are going to L.A. And you're going to watch all three games. You got to watch all three games. That's where we're at right now. And it's because the Giants have put themselves in a position where, this is pretty fun. This is kind of interesting. They're in this thing. I get it. It's mid-June. But the way these games have fallen into place, and now with the Dodgers coming up, with something at stake, I think the interest right now in the Giants is at an all-time high this year. And if you want to go for a few years, I got no problem with it.
Well, yeah, I just go back to 2021. But I'm going to steal from our friend in the chat, Jim Olay. He says it takes a lot for you to get excited, but I feel that.
Well, I didn't say excited.
Well,
they've piqued my interest.
But, Steiny, if this team loses 100 games, you know I love the game so much. Forget the chicken on the game. I'm a watch anyway. But I love that you think something's happening here or you want to monitor it. But
for sure,
I feel like I can't, and I know we're up against it, I can't shake the parallels of 107. And that they qualified for, forget the 107, they qualified for the postseason. So that's the standard that I'm setting for this Giant team is, can they do that?
And no, they win 107?
No, qualify for the postseason.
Sure.
Because that's the goal. But tonight and this weekend is a measuring stick. And I hate what the Dodgers represent just about baseball. There's the haves and the have-nots. And they are the haves, and they throw money at their problems. But I'd love for the Giants to kind of knock them around. And, Stoney, their pitching staff is not all that. So I give the Giants, I know they're without Chappie and Bailey, but I give them a shot. Take two out of three or sweep them.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let me ask Giants fans if they feel as strongly about the last 2 weeks or so as I do and how this team has played games that have made them this team interesting, and now here they are. They play the Dodgers, and I can't wait. We got a ball game tonight. All right, that segment was sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. Don't forget, we got Marcy Weiser coming up at 10:30, Live 105, Mr. Fab at 12:15, and then longtime Giants coach and current NBC Sports Bay Area analyst Ron Wotus at 1 o'clock. Let's get it going on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Guru, what was that you were playing?
I'll save it.
But
Boy, yeah, wow. Those in the streets of the U, we call those heat rocks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, I just walked into the studio during the break and Guru had a video up of one of the greatest of all time, Rick Barry. And I couldn't believe some of the language coming out of his mouth.
Well, there was another host on there with him.
Okay.
Yeah, who was, yeah.
Let's, what do you say at the next break? You give it to Steven. We may want to use that.
Okay, I got you.
For later in the show.
I got you.
I could bleep some things out.
Look at my guy.
Baby. No Evan today.
Yeah, he'll be filling in with Grandy for Willard and Dibs.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm kind of irritated he didn't tell me after I left.
He didn't know. He forgot.
Oh, okay.
He told me late yesterday.
Right. My man, I text him, knock it out the park like we know they will. Oh, we'll see them. Yeah. 148.
During the crossover.
What's bugging you, 2 p.m.?
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, yesterday's loss. Dude, I watched the play about four times.
Go ahead. Which one?
I'm sorry. That's a routine grounder.
Oh, no doubt.
At first, I thought maybe got an in-between.
Nah,
maybe it hit the seam, you know, the area between the grass and the dirt. That's routine.
The Chapman there, Stoney, they win the game.
I mean,
complete the sweep. That's all. And it's kind of, go ahead. It's kind of funny because his glove had been, that's his specialty anyway, but you can't tell me you didn't think about Matt Chapman there.
You know what's funny is...
That's irony, right?
Of course I thought about Matt Chapman there. However, it was a routine play. Any third baseman makes that play.
Yeah.
And I know the old rule. Yeah. And Rizzotto's young. He's probably never heard this, but you can never assume a double play. However, you got to be kidding me.
That
was tailor-made. Well, it's usually for official scoring.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can, like if a guy hits a ground ball,
that was
and
one,
they
though.
Can't turn a double play, you can't assume that it's a double play.
Damn.
Something like that.
Again, I can't wait for tonight, and I'm serious. I just can't wait for this series. The season as you laid out, and I appreciate you being excited, Stoney. But the bottom line is, you wanted that one, intrigued. You just wanted that one. So you get on the airplane like we swept them, and they would have been tied for the division lead. All my new stuff, you can say minutia, whatever, but now we're going to be watching Smith like, okay, it was just a one-off, just one. But, you know, don't make an error tonight. Then we're going to be like what Willer was saying, like, boy, they can't replace Chapman.
See, this is the places your mind goes are just.
Well, you don't know all of them.
Like,
you don't know all of them.
What if he makes an error tonight? Okay.
But then you didn't.
Hopefully they'll be able to survive it.
You know what I mean.
No, that would be two errors in two games.
You're missing the big picture.
No,
Matt Chapman's going to be gone for a while. That's all. And
okay,
I just find it ironic. Had Ramos booted a ball, Dominic Smith with a big two-run homer in the fifth or three-run homer to make it 7 to. I'm just thinking, okay, I can accept that. But all I'm saying to you is, and I got confidence in Casey with the glove, it was just ironic that he was the guy that, you know, you talked about the play the couple nights before. It was incredible. And you're right, that was a routine one. I was like, oh, it's over. And then Flynn was like, he booted it! He didn't use that verbiage, but yeah. Just say, give me this as you watch with Evan, and I was in traffic. We were all shocked that they blew that game.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
okay. Against the Rockies.
Yeah, I mean.
Garcia.
Yeah, I mean, three games in the ninth inning. Yeah, so why would you ever expect another one? I mean, they played 7 of 10 games that have ended in the ninth.
That's another story
like that.
Now you're cooking the book.
I mean, I just, is anybody out there kind of with me on the Giants? You know, you follow them and you pay attention and, you know, they win some, they lose some, and then they can't score a run, and then the Padres come in and they lose 2, and then they win 2, and then everything changes. You know, I was thinking about this team, and I don't care if you use the 2021 107 win team.
Yeah.
Because that, I'm sorry, that team was not, it was a hell of a year, don't get me wrong, but I still don't think it made a monster connection with this fan base. And what I'm getting at now, Goo, is it's just kind of funny how 2 or 3 years later, I feel like, okay, now I'm looking at this team. All right. Well, Ramos is here. He's in his second year. Yeah. He looks like he's ascending. It doesn't look like there's a second year slump. It looks like he's going to be a mainstay. He's a young player. Boom, we got Ramos. Then Adames and Chapman. Okay, Adames is off to a terrible start. Chapman's been here a little bit and established himself. So you got a couple names there. They're not Otani and Judge, but you got some legitimate players who you can look at and say, well, those two guys are going to be here for a while. Then you got a guy like Jung-Hoo Lee, hurt most of last year, exciting player. He's got a long-term deal. He should be around for a while. And then you can break apart their pitching staff, but the reality of the situation is they've got a hell of a young staff, and they have some electric arms in the pen. And I just think all those little things are, and maybe what's most important in this whole equation,
yeah,
might be Buster Posey is the leader.
And I'm wondering if that's really, and I love everything you're saying, but I don't want to grade what your thoughts are. It's your takes, Donnie, and we're feeling you. But the bottom line is, for you to end it with that and me knowing who you are and what you are, I kind of feel like that's a big percentage of what has you excited and got you out of bed last night.
Not really. It's a part of it. It's not the part of it. I put it into the equation for sure.
Would you say Buster's the biggest star of this team?
No. No.
And if your answer was yes, I wouldn't be mad.
They're 11 games over 500, and he hasn't had an at-bat this year. So, no, I give credit to the players for sure, but I do acknowledge there's some stability with Buster Posey. There looks to be some trust with him. There looks to be an understanding of the direction of the team. But what I'm saying is, for the first time in a long time, they've got some names on the roster where you go, okay, you know, I could familiarize myself with those guys a little bit more. And they start playing every day, and you start getting into a routine, and you start winning games, and you're 11 games over 500. That's how you become a name that fans will align with.
Yeah.
You got to win first, and they've won
that
so far early in this season.
And he has not. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that, especially the way it's happened the last 2 weeks, is gathering more and more interest in this team.
Yeah, and I'll say this, just being the fan that I am, you cannot tell me Giant fans who root Shasky's, Bontes, 49er Frankies, Lubmans, who the Grandies, the Dibs, the Willards, who root like hell for their team, aren't rooting like hell for your team, and maybe just a little bit more because of who's running the show. And that's just how I look at it. Like, Steph Curry's running the Warriors. So it's like the success is almost a doubleheader of success. And I'm going to just say this. For me, I'm excited because I believe Buster Posey, if this keeps up, will be aggressive at the deadline. Now, you might say, what's aggressive mean? But the fact that he shared that story, and I won't let it go, Stani, is not that old, about the Wheeler Beltran trade. I feel like he's telling us, if there's an opportunity, I'm going to add and try to bolster.
I mean, that's his job.
No doubt.
Plain and simple, that's his job. And if he thinks they need to add to get to a place he wants to go, then they got to add. If he thinks they've got enough right now and doesn't want to mess with the minor league system, then he got to do it that way. But, yeah, I mean, the next 6 weeks before the trade deadline, this is when a guy like Posey makes his money. Let's go to Sam. Sam's in San Francisco. What's going on, Sam? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How
Sammy.
Are you?
Hey.
Hey, all right. So a couple of points that I just wanted to get across. First and foremost, can we stop saying that it's luck? I don't really like that. I think good baseball teams find a way to win. It's not luck. I don't think it should be described as that. Obviously, the Colorado game last night, that was a blown game. You can't say it wasn't, but they got to move on from that. I think that their ability to flush that performance and move on from it is going to be, you're going to really see who they are, I think, in this series. Like, it's the biggest test for this Giants team all year. You're going to really see, like, what they're made of. But also, the Dodgers are going to be testing them with Bailey out. The Dodgers are going to be running like crazy. Mookie, Kike, all those guys are going to be running like bats out of hell. I was also right about Adamas, so we can put that to bed. You guys have been really tough on Adamas, and I'm glad that everybody kind of got to see what he's capable of.
Oh, so two games in Colorado, and
that he's coming out of.
Gotcha.
They weren't cheapies, though. Like, let's be real. They weren't Coors Field cheapies. Like, he got all those home runs, and I'm glad that we can kind of see what he's capable of so people can kind of put that to bed.
All right. I'll give you that. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call.
Look at Sam. I ain't mad at his optimism, but I'll say this about the test,
Four out of seven homers against Colorado this year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a test, but it's more like a pop quiz because there'll be no grade regardless how this series plays out. Like, the season's not over. But I get him. You know, you want to send a message and test. But it's just like Adamas. I love his optimism. But, Stani, I'm not going to sit here and act like this is 20 games of Adamas, this Rocky series, because it's not. Like, we got to see more to see if he's out of it.
He hit two.
And I know he got those homers. But Yeah, I'm not.
No, two games doesn't count.
Yeah, but
when you're hitting 193 and you have two good hitting games out of three, you're not out of a season-long slump.
No, we got to see more. But I mean, I'm mad at him.
You don't get out of a – if you're 65 games into a season and you are hitting 193, you don't get out of that slump for at least 10 games.
I'm mad at you.
At least 10 games. You got to bring 193 up to
– well, that was a
221
positive.
At least.
Outside of the two wins, obviously, that they took in this series, I saw something with the stick from Casey Schmidt. Yes, and most importantly, Adames. So we'll see if they can take that into L.A.
You know, the other thing about this particular team is if you're going to reference Buster Posey and how this team is taking on his demeanor of professionalism and being understated but being a complete professional, then I wouldn't worry very much that there'll be any lingering effects from yesterday. Because if Buster Posey taught us one thing, it's that every day he went to the clubhouse, he started with the exact same mindset, without regard for what had happened the night before or the week before. And the Giants, during their heyday, were known as a clubhouse that was calm. They didn't panic. They just went about their business. And so I have no you can't play 162 games and ever have one or two games, take you out of who you are over an extended period of time. So, it was a tough loss last night, especially for Rodriguez, your guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't get any help from Schmidt. And right. The next thing you know, the Giants get beat in the ninth inning.
And again, you said nothing wrong or anything I disagree with. The bottom line, Stoney, is you are right. My main point was just the math element of it. And the math problem is not solved because they got an eternity left in regard to the season. But I was just in regard to good juju. And had you got that sweep and everybody in the world watching 7-2, the way that the Rockies and who they are and how anemic they are offensively, do you know, Stoney, they averaged three and a half runs a game. They got average 5.5 in this series. They scored 20 runs in three games. So I'll leave that there, and we could be like, okay, it's just Coors Field, goo. Keep it moving. But they did something against these three starters, against the Giants and relievers, that they normally don't do against others. And those are just numbers. Numbers are numbers are numbers. But the Dodgers have the Giants' attention, and maybe if it was even, again, they were playing the Mets. You talk about that professionalism, that Posey component. They know how to police themselves. So it's not Little League, but just this rivalry is everything. And you're right. The Giants know that, you know, the Dodgers got their attention and they know what's at stake.
Yeah, the other thing to me that the only fallout I see from the Rockies series is that they used a lot of pitchers in that series. And how's that going to affect the Giants tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday? Rodriguez ain't going to be able to pitch tonight. He threw 40-something last night, so he's not going to be able to go tonight, you wouldn't think. And let's see, you know, if the Giants feel the pinch from coming away from Colorado, which sometimes happens.
Yeah, Webb tonight versus Yamamoto, and then they get Kershaw tomorrow. I'm trying to see who's going for the Giants tomorrow. You may already know.
Tomorrow, I think it's Roop.
Okay, all right, good call.
Let's see. Sunday, I think it's
Yeah, you're right. Roop versus
Harrison.
Kershaw tomorrow.
Let me see if I can do this. It's Yamamoto, Webb tonight.
Yep.
It's Kershaw, Roop tomorrow.
All you need is two more.
And it's May, Harrison, Sunday.
All right, let's see.
Stiney's, I get it right?
Sunday Night Baseball.
Sir! See, I'm intrigued, I'm interested, and I'm engaged. Yeah.
My man.
Here's the other thing. I actually, just to play a little devil's advocate here, I do think, the idea of, we lost that game. And now I look at it as a good thing that they're playing the Dodgers tonight because the focus is now on the Dodgers. Yes, you lost the game last night, but I almost think it's better you're playing the Dodgers than, let's say, if you were playing some kind of nondescript team in another ballpark where it would linger. Like, this is now the Dodgers, okay? So regardless of what happened yesterday, it's going to be a great weekend down in LA. So yeah.
We got company.
You know what? I'll do it this way. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Marcy Weiser of
Our girl.
Live 105. She's going to be joining us on Fridays. Marcy, what's going on? How you doing?
I don't know if you guys know this, but I sit in the studio right next to you.
Oh, sure. Boy.
And noise. No, it's impressive. I think you guys set new decibel levels in the Bay Area.
What's your point?
We're loud.
My car alarm went off.
Wow, I didn't like that.
It was impressive.
We've got Goo with a strong voice, and Shasky's got a strong voice. Marcy, you and I work together, so you know that I'm pretty calm, cool, and collected.
Coy and shy and stuff.
Sure, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Marcy, there was a great author, sports writer. His name was Ralph Wiley. He's passed, rest in peace. But he wrote a book. It was called Why Black People Tend to Shout. And I'm going to bring that to you, and then you'll be like, when you hear the noise, you'll be like, okay, Goo broke it down for me. So as far as Steiny, that's anger you hear that I bring out of him. Wouldn't you say? No.
No, it's not. I don't get angry. Oh. I get a little annoyed at times, but
saying the other day that you were
I was a little annoyed.
You were in a bad mood.
He needed a sandwich. He didn't have a sandwich. We went and got him one.
He was getting a little grumpy.
Angry.
Everything worked out. Worked out all right. Hey, all right. So, Marcy, the Giants are in L.A. right now.
Yeah.
To play the Dodgers for a 3-game series. And you're very familiar with the L.A. market. And now you've been up here for a little while.
Dodger fans are... Uh-oh. It's a thing. I mean, this is... Yeah. I mean, for me... Listen, I've moved around a lot.
Okay.
So, I've been to a Dodger game. I am ready to jump in. Giants, 100%.
Look at her.
So you're loyal to wherever you're working.
No. That's my point. You kind of just go. I'm here. My heart's not totally into it. I have been sucked back in here in the Bay Area.
There you go.
Well, what's the? Can you characterize the difference between the vibe in San Francisco with their sports and LA with their sports?
I mean, you got the fanatics in both areas.
That's it?
What do you want me to say?
Do you feel more of a buzz here?
It's a huge rivalry. No, there's quite the buzz here, but there's a buzz there big time, too.
All right. Well, I also, Goo, you all right?
Yeah. I'm just listening. Don't be fascinating.
You don't have to be tongue-tied.
No, I got something heavy
first time.
Non-sports related.
Okay, do it.
Ready. I'm waiting for you guys
to
finish.
It's over.
So, we have a thing on the show I'm the author of. It's called #random. Okay. You familiar with the great sitcom Married with Children?
Sure.
Okay, that's what I am. And I've become
Bundy.
Al Bundy with the remote. And
you
I mean
the hand down the pants.
But I need some advice on how to kind of spice it up to where I can get back on my horse and be that, you know, that guy. Any advice on things that I can do? Because I'm really, I'm negative in regard to the, you know what I mean? I've forgotten and I need a little help.
Why is Steiny trying to stay out of this
conversation? I'm not in this one.
I tried to ask him. He didn't have nothing. I go, you know what? 10:30, I'm going to ask our girl.
No, you got to.
Any advice?
You got to. Do you have date nights?
No, we don't.
You got to have a date night at least once a week.
But I got to be honest,
what?
You asked.
Once a week?
Now, that's
That's like, but my date nights have consisted of, is there a TV so I can keep up with the game? I got to get that out of my... And then
you
she knows.
Sports guys, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, how do I... Or I just got to break it off or I'm a loser.
Ooh.
And you I'm don't not a loser. Lose her.
You don't want to lose
her. People be like, yeah, you are. Talk to me. Help me.
What is going on here?
Bob, I'm getting help. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Marcy here. You do need date nights. You got to keep the effort. You got to put the effort in. Do you bring home... And I'm not talking birthdays or...
I've gotten away from it.
Yeah, see, you got to step it up.
And then
will be, trust me, you will.
Action.
See some action.
And we want to dress up. You want it to, because the other day, this is a true story, TMI. she said something subliminally because I said, where do you want to go? And when it was all said and done, she said, you need to take charge. It was your decision. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I came and told Stoddy, like,
she wants
really,
you to be the man.
Yeah. Just... Tarzan. I didn't forget how to, like, how do I get that back?
I'm trying to help.
Be decisive.
Maybe take charge.
Maybe listen to Marcy's advice.
All right. That hurt me. She didn't know it hurt me. I was like, man.
Did you let her know? You know, you got to be emotionally available and you have to communicate.
All right. I like that. I'm a new man.
Steiny, how about you?
I agree with you, Marcy, a lot. Once a week for a date night seems a little on the high side.
That's a little.
Oh, no way. Okay, so what sounds right to you guys?
Maybe once, twice a month?
I was thinking once a month.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you guys have to, no. Once a week. Do you want action or not?
I'm not a teenager.
I'm not going to answer these questions.
Once a week, Marcy, that's a little too much. But I guess the, I'll go Obama, Michelle, the good marriages or what I deem the good marriages, I guess is every day. But once a week, that's
once
a lot.
Once a week. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have.
But why'd you say that? Who you been talking to?
Take a little walk.
What's going on? Wow, that was
take a
shock.
Little walk. Go, you know.
Okay. She's into walk. She likes that nature.
Right? See?
Okay.
Muir Woods. I don't know. Go take
a I've been
some
hearing about
cool,
it.
Beautiful hikes all in the Bay Area.
All right.
Does that help? And happy Father's Day, you guys.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, but we got to go.
Oh, really?
Can I take about
some of the rules we have for Father's
myself.
Day?
Yeah,
okay. Marcy, before you get out of here, give us a go Giants.
Here we go.
Do you want a really energetic go Giants, or do you want a go Giants?
No, give us a big one.
Whoa, hold on.
Go Giants!
Wow.
That was good, but was give us the other version. I like the other version.
Go Giants.
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah!
All
Giants
right.
Sweet, baby.
All right. That's Marcy Wiser, Live 105. You can catch her 6 to 10, our sister station. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Guru, get some.
You're the best, Marcy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.